Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we're back at it again with the camps, you guys.
All right.
I know, we went to the adults and we hooked them up with the cool adult camp.
Yeah.
So we're back to the children now. Kelly, do you have a letter in front of you? This one's written by a mom, by the way.
Yes, okay. I do. Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, Camp Sweeney is the camp to go to for kids with type 1 diabetes. My daughter Katie is 9, and she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes last summer, not long after you guys had just sent a kid to Camp Sweeney with this very same contest. I never thought I'd be needing that very same camp for my child, but here we are. Katie's very interested in cheer camps, but she's still afraid to show anyone her insulin shots. I'm hoping being around other kids could help my sweet daughter become comfortable and confident despite her diagnosis. Mm. And that's from Cynthia.
And Cynthia's on the phone right now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you heard us give away a camp to Camp Sweeney last year.
Like she said, didn't know she would be needing it herself.
I heard it and didn't think a whole lot of it. And, of course, after her diagnosis in June, we went to her endo's office, and they have posters of Camp Sweeney everywhere. And I was like, oh, that's what they give away on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. That has to be really hard for your daughter being 9 and, I mean, giving herself shots and carrying around shots all day with her.
Yes. We call it her pancreas. She has a little pancreas bag that she carries around everywhere she goes. So shots all day long, insulin, it's never ending.
Yeah, she's got to be like an adult now totally. To take care of all that stuff, right?
She's also heading into the time where every little girl thinks everybody's looking at me, and it's such an awkward. She's moving into that phase. Yeah,
she is.
Has she gotten to meet other kids that are dealing with type 1 diabetes?
Well, we actually, fortunately or unfortunately, she's on a cheer squad last year, and maybe 2 months after her diagnosis, we found another friend that looked like she was going through the same symptoms, and we sent her to the doctor, and they did diagnose her with type 1. So she did know one other little girl, but that's it. That's all she knows.
Oh, well, going to this Camp Sweeney would be perfect.
She'd make a lot of friends dealing with the same thing.
She'd make a lot of friends. Well, let's welcome to the show Preston, Cynthia. Hi, Preston.
Hi.
Good morning, JC.
Good morning.
Would you like to tell Cynthia what we're doing here, Preston?
Yeah, absolutely. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning.
We got your letter from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and you know, Camp Sweeney for the last several years has reached out, and we try and provide an opportunity for kids to come to camp. Camp Sweeney operates the largest type 1 diabetes summer program in the world. We have kids from over 40 states and 6 or 7 countries that attend our program every summer. And when we saw your letter, something pulled at our heartstrings because we read, you know, that a diagnosis of type 1 diabetes really changes a kid's life forever. And those days that you mentioned that are filled with sports and school and activities are so quickly replaced, as you know, by blood tests and insulin injections and carbohydrate calculations. And so all those steps that are required to manage their diabetes are a step away from what kids see as normal and what Katie sees as normal. But at camp, we have kids that are doing that together. And with 1,000 kids a summer, we have an opportunity for diabetes to disappear, and every kid can really show what makes them special and not what makes them different. And we read your letter about Katie and thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect. So we would like to welcome Katie to camp this summer on us.
Oh, that's amazing. She's sitting here next to me. She is so excited. We had looked at all the posters and looked at all the websites, and I didn't think that was something we were going to be able to pull off. But, that would be amazing.
Can we talk to Katie?
Sure. Katie. Hello.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie, you're going to camp.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're gonna make so many friends at Camp Sweeney, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Can you tell Katie what types of things you can do at Camp Sweeney?
Katie, do you like to cheer and tumble?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of pink clothes?
Yes.
Perfect. Because you're going to be in the cabin with the Bonner Babes and everything is pink. And you can take tumbling and cheering. You can go fishing down at the dock. You can get out on the lake and go jet skiing. How's that sound?
fun.
Oh,
that's two birds with one stone right there. Yeah, she wanted to go to cheer camp. Yeah. Now she gets both of them.
Well, we can do that. We'll send you guys at the Kid Craddock Morning Show a video of the tumbling class, and you guys can follow up with her.
Perfect. We don't even have to ask. There you go.
That's awesome, Preston.
Yeah, and tell your mom, Katie, that your mom can follow along on the app as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Camp Sweeney has an app for parents, so you can go on the app and you can see what your kids are up to that day, right?
That's unbelievable.
Right, Preston?
Every day, Sweeney 365. It's available for download in the Apple App Store or the Google App Store, and you can follow along with the kids. It's got facial recognition software, yeah, so you can see exactly what your kids are up to every day.
Yeah, it's like you could spy on your kids without your kids knowing.
That's awesome.
That's what you do right there.
That's awesome.
Well, Preston, thank you so much for hooking Cynthia and Katie up with the camp.
Fun.
3 years they've been helping us. Camp Sweeney has been helping us send kids with type 1 diabetes to camp, and we can't thank you enough, Preston.
Oh, we're happy to, JC. And if there's anybody else out there that's looking for a space or people to get to know with type 1 diabetes, they can all go to campsweeney.org and join the Sweeney family.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll put a link up.
Campsweeney.org. All right.
Thank you so much, Preston.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Maybe we'll see you at camp.
Thank you.
All right, Cynthia, you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Y'all too.
How big is Katie's smile right now?
She's smiling and her legs are in the air. She's flailing around.
That's right.
The awesome. Quiet celebration. We awesome. Dig it. Awesome. Well, you guys have fun at camp, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And from feeling good about sending a little girl to camp to feeling good about talking to a superstar. Sweet creature, sweet creature. Are you guys ready to talk to the Harry Styles?
Yes.
He is calling us from London. Or somewhere over there in England, wherever he's at.
Somewhere over there.
We'll chat with Harry Styles about his life and his new album next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right. Okay. All right.
Don't be nervous, ladies. Come on now.
Me? JC's the one that's giggling.
I am not giddy. Right. I'm just happy and enthused. Sweet creature. Sweet creature. Got a new song out. Sweet Creature.
That's
His album
me.
Harry comes out, or Harry Styles is available on May the 12th. You can pre-order that right now. Harry Styles is on the phone with us right now, you guys.
Hello.
Bless you, Sweet Creature.
Are you choking up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Harry.
How are you all?
We're doing great, man. Good to see you or talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, by see you, we mean we have a picture up. So that we
could
stare at that.
Yeah.
That's a good FaceTime, Emma.
You became one of my favorite people when, after our host of the show, Kid Craddock, passed away. You and your guys invited us out to the 1D show, and you were nice enough to have some time with us backstage, and you shook our hand, and you're super kind. And from then on, I was a Harry Styles fan, along with everybody here on the show, man. So I just want to tell you that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming down. I'm also a massive fan of you guys keeping the name of the show. Yeah,
oh, thanks,
cool.
Harry.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I know, Harry. When you pulled me aside when we interviewed you guys at Jingle Ball, and I had no idea what you were going to say to me, and you brought up Kid, and I know it had been a couple years. I just raved on the show after that because you didn't have to do that. I mean, you have to talk to thousands of people every single day. You didn't have to do that.
It's hard to remember everybody.
And it turned me. I became a fan of the Harry Styles. I was in because it shows you're such a good person and so grounded.
I don't deserve too much credit for that. I think it's no problem.
No, you do, man, because you're a good dude. And if somebody does want to stand out when they meet you, Harry, what is something that somebody can do to stand out? Is there something that catches your eye every time?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd say the one thing not to do.
What
is that?
Yeah.
You know when people shake your hand and they don't look you in the eye?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, while shaking hands.
You don't like that.
That's a faux pas.
But that can get creepy if you look too deep into the eye.
No, but you can whip through. You can go in and out. But
yeah, as long as you
when there's nothing, it's cold.
Yeah,
super cold.
Cold and meaningless.
So stare Harry in the eyes when you shake his hand.
How long should we stare at you in the eye? I mean, should we just
get intimate?
I'd say at least 12 seconds.
Oh,
that's a little long, Harry.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Well, it might be good. Just hold it.
It might be just an intimidation thing because, you know, some people are intimidated to meet a big celebrity, but is there anyone that maybe intimidates you?
Yeah, I'm still a little scared of, you know, my mother. I'm still a little scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lady at my local cafe still scares me a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, did you get to meet one of your idols, David Hasselhoff, yet?
I think I have.
You have met DeHoff, right? Because I read
I think I've met DeHoff.
That's one of his idols? How do you know this?
I read that on Harry Styles' fan page.
You did?
Yeah, is that true or false?
You know what? You should keep reading the internet because everything on there is true.
Right?
Oh,
okay, well, I didn't find this on the internet, Harry, but you, like me, I love classic rock music, and I know you grew up around that, and just from the couple of songs I've heard on this album, I totally get that vibe. So I envision myself going back to the 60s or 70s and getting to see, you know, a band that's not around anymore and a lot of the greats have passed on. Mm-hmm. So if you got to go back in time, since you're so heavily influenced by this stuff, who would you most like to see in concert back then?
I think I would have loved, I'd say two. Can I have two?
Okay. Sure. Harry, you can have as many as you want.
Okay, I'll take four.
You want to do four? Okay.
I'd say my four would be...
Number four.
I would have loved to have seen Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes, get some Queen, yeah.
From Queen.
Number three.
I would have loved to have seen Elvis Presley live.
Yep.
Number two.
I would have loved to have seen Harry Nilsson live, which was tough because never performed live, really.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Number one.
But I would have loved to have seen Ray Charles live.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah.
That one was a little unexpected.
An eclectic list.
Yeah.
That is a great list.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good list.
That is a good list.
Hey, that is some jingle ball.
Yeah. Speaking of jingle ball, Harry, how would you feel about us having sold your water bottle with your saliva in it? Because we did.
Why is there saliva in the water bottle?
Because it's always backwash.
Or backwash.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, did you do that?
Yeah, we did. We sold it, but it went to our charity, to Kids Kids.
Yeah, I was against it. I thought there was something illegal about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I had no part in this.
Yeah, I mean, I feel okay. If it was for charity, I feel no problems.
Okay,
yeah, your backwash helped send a family to Disney World, so you should be proud of that.
Wonderful. This is amazing news, by the way.
Harry, after doing stuff for so many years and always having, you know, a couple of your buddies around you in the band to kind of deflect questions or, you know, when you're performing and being interviewed, and now you're going to do this, like, week-long residency with your buddy James Corden, do you feel an extra amount of pressure, you know, that it's just you now?
I don't deflect questions, do I?
No.
No.
Don't
I'm just.
I do?
No. I don't think you deflect the. No, I don't think you deflect
the question.
No, I think
I do it quite a lot. No, I think it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Working with James is always fun and very exciting. He's amazing. So that's. I think that's going to be really fun. And obviously, I'm going to be with my band, who are amazing. So it's been amazing to get to play with them and rehearse with them, and I think it's gonna be a good time. I think.
And your guitarist in the band,
probably about
Mitch.
Time I didn't deflect questions.
You were gonna name the album Pink, and you guys changed it to Harry Styles. Is there a reason why you changed it from Pink to Harry Styles?
Yeah, I think I came up. I kind of did the album backwards, to be honest. I started. You know, I kind of took a couple months at the start of the year where I kind of forced myself to not do anything. And obviously I thought about what it was that I wanted to do with the album a lot. And I think I kind of thought about what it was that I wanted it to look like and be like. I think just it helped me in terms of not feeling like I was shooting in the dark so much when it came to starting it in terms of actually writing the music. So when I started getting towards the end of where the music was at, it just felt like it was in a different place to where it started. But I feel like it was good for me to have that starting place. And then the times where it changed with the bigger decisions over the whole year is kind of where the best stuff happened.
Yeah.
So, I was happy with where I started the album at, and you know, all the bigger decisions in the middle that brought it to where it was finished, and now I'm really happy with it.
Now, Sweet Creature, that was you and Thomas Hole writing it, right? What's his Kid Rampage?
Correct.
What's his nickname? Kid
Harpoon.
Yeah.
Kid Rampage.
I don't know where I got that nickname. That is a cool name.
I'm gonna ask him if he wants to change it.
Yeah.
He should. I knew he had a cool nickname.
Where'd you come up with that?
No, I thought I knew that he had a nickname. I just knew that his name was Thomas Hole. But
yeah, Kid Harpoon. Yeah.
Kid Harpoon. Did you guys just sit together in a room, and how long did it take you guys to get that song out? Because it's so deep. If you read reviews on the song, Harry, everybody, all your fans are basically saying, this song brought us to tears. It's so sweet.
JC cried.
I did not cry.
Yeah,
you were
cried.
In tears. Every
Harry,
time
he was crying just until you called.
It's awkward now.
That's powerful, man.
Harry's comfortable with his emotions.
I know
like
he
you
is.
Are, JC. It's fine.
It's okay to be a dude and be emotional. Right, Harry?
It is.
Yeah,
very important, I'd say.
Absolutely.
When's the last time you cried, Harry?
When's the last time I cried?
When they told you were going to be on the phone with us, maybe?
Yeah. Please don't make me do it.
I don't want to do it.
I chopped onions this weekend.
Ah, there you go.
I chopped onions at the weekend. I made chicken. So I chopped some onions.
You cook for yourself. That's shocking. Celebrities don't cook for themselves.
He cooks.
I know he does everything.
Cooks. You don't clean.
Hold on.
Do you?
He cleans.
Do you clean?
And I know we're always trying to find the fault with Harry Styles because he seems so perfect. And I thought he was going to be really short when we met him, and it turns out you're not short.
Yeah.
What if you were to say, what's your biggest flaw?
What do you suck at?
What do you suck at, Harry?
My biggest flaw.
Yeah. What are you self conscious about? Yeah.
I'm not very good. I snore. That can't.
You're a snorer.
That can't. That thing.
Or so you've
I'm
been
good
told.
At snore, I think.
Yeah. I bet you
he
sounds
snores.
Good.
Snores.
Yeah, I bet it's on point, though.
Yeah.
Could be like a gold, double platinum snoring.
Well, look, Harry's got a bunch of interviews to do. We're just really grateful that you took time to talk to us, man.
We're thrilled we're one
so
of them.
Harry, we're so excited.
Really
I love
to talk to you guys.
Yeah, love the new sound. So we can't wait to
thank
hear the
so
rest
much.
Of it.
Pre-order it. Harry Styles
thank
available
you.
On the 12th. And also, he's going to be going on tour, launches the U.S. tour.
I'm sure you're stopping by here when you go.
Yeah, he's stopping right down
he
the
is.
Road. So hopefully we get to see you, Harry.
I'd love you guys should come.
All right, we'll definitely be
well, there. If we can get tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might know a guy.
And also catch him in Dunkirk in theaters July 21st of this year.
Oh, can't wait for that, too.
That looks great, too, Harry. Congratulations on the album, dude.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harry.
So
thank you, Harry.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye, Harry.
Bye.
Bye,
Harry
Styles.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Yeah. It's just better that I stay out of those interviews.
Why?
I never say anything smart.
Yeah, I know I would.
As soon as I say something, I'm like, that was dumb.
And he's one of those guys who's super deep.
Yeah, it's like, I can't ask him anything he hasn't been asked.
Right.
And then I ask him something that's stupid.
But you still have to talk. I mean, I don't know. I was letting JC handle it because JC had that one handled.
Me and my stupid Hasselhoff question.
I know, and I'm a stupid. Who intimidates you? That's a stupid question.
That wasn't that bad.
No. My mother. I mean, come on. He's like, what am I going to say?
Oh, it's good to know if celebrities get intimidated
by other
celebrities.
Well, obviously, no.
We learned about what bands he'd like to go back in time and see.
That was your question, Jenna. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a great question, Jenna.
Because it was like all I could do to not be like, Harry, do you want to come over when you're in town?
Yeah, but then then Jenna did kind of tick him off.
Yeah, way to go, Jenna.
That whole, what do you mean I deflect? What are you? Jenna.
Yeah,
ooh, I thought he was going to hang up the phone.
I had so many questions because I read that he eats his Twix. This is what a good guy Harry is, and I didn't want to ask him just in case it was a stupid question. But apparently he eats his Twix bar. You know, it comes with two of them.
Yeah.
He takes a bite from each one so that they're the same size the whole way around so they don't feel bad.
He should call in. Does
that
make me crazy?
Yeah.
I also read he juggles. Didn't want to ask that.
Oh, Lord.
What?
We should just stop talking because we're proving how much more stupid we really are.
How about how many Harrys can you name?
Yeah.
No.
That was mine.
Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Truman.
Kelly?
Oh, I have to play?
Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Jenna?
Harry at Tubman.
Harry Styles.
You can't count him.
Yeah, we're doing Harry's.
You can't.
Well, you guys just did.
Harry Belafonte.
Oh, we're going over you, Jenna went out of order.
Harry Belafonte, ha ha.
All right, fine.
Uh-huh. Kelly?
Harry Hamlin.
Okay, Jenna?
Did you say Harry Connick Jr.?
Yeah, so yep. That was my first one.
Oh, someone already said that?
Yeah.
Harry Mary.
Harry Mary. Who's that?
That's a sandal designer.
Okay.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, that is
yeah,
true.
Those flip-flops.
I remember, yeah.
Harry.
Harry. Yeah, that's a good one.
Harry. Oh, is that the new Harry
Carey? Hi, I'm Harry
Carey. Harry Carey. Harry S.
Yeah. Now you're out.
Oh.
You're out, Al.
Harry Carey Jr.
There's no Harry Carey Jr. There is not no. next,
There
Jenna.
Is too a Harry Carey
no,
Jr.
No,
sorry. Google it.
There's not.
No,
Jenna?
No.
This guy named Harry that checked me out at Whole Foods. So
I'll finish it off with Harry Houdini, you guys. Come on. Harry, you forget the greatest magician of all time when your boyfriend's won.
I'm going to go Google it.
I forgot Harry Jordan.
So that was our interview with Harry Styles. Is it time to play? We're all flustered. All right, give us a call.
Yes.
If your name is.
Oh, you got it. I got it.
Go ahead, Al.
Brent Mattis, Lisa Tindall, and Stephanie Reed. Stephanie Reed, Lisa Tindall, Brent Mattis. Give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If none of those people call us back in 10 minutes, guess what?
What?
We're going to open it up for everybody.
Look at that. You'll be on the same phone lines that Harry Styles just was on.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
Still got his DNA on the phone.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't think we're dumb.
Yeah, he does.
I think he likes us. I don't know why. We're stupid.
I feel like I'm a high school girl right now.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm like kicking myself.
We sold his backwash. Of course he hates us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Harry Styles. Not a preacher, but he's JC's sweet creature. Beat the bank.
Yeah, man. You okay over there, big guy?
That was cool, man. Oh, no. Always great to talk to the Harry.
No doubt.
During our Harry battle, we forgot to mention Harry Potter. We deeply apologize to all the Harry Potter fans.
In the heat of the moment, you
know.
Harry Potter.
We're in competition. Yeah,
I think of so many when we're done with it.
Yeah.
It's really hard in the moment.
And so many things you wish you would have said differently or hadn't said.
Yeah. That goes for the interview and also the competition of the Harrys.
Life in general.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good interview.
Great interview.
Too hard.
We're getting love, Kelly. They said it was good.
That's because I kept my mouth shut after I realized I sounded like an idiot.
Yeah. A couple text messages. My daughter just said, OMG, are they really talking to Harry Styles?
Yeah, we really were.
You guys are super cool to her now. Yeah, that was really Harry Styles. Yeah, no fake Harrys here.
That was him.
You guys were selling Harry's, talking about selling Harry's water bottle backwash.
Yeah.
If the four of you sold the bottles with your backwash, who would raise the most money? Probably Big Al, because they would get child support.
They get finally the DNA testing they're looking for.
They'd use it to swab.
I didn't get that for a minute, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that for just
a
minute.
You got to throw down a lot of money to get money in the back end.
There you go.
It's an investment.
It's an investment.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right, buddy.
All right, let's do this.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Hey. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hi.
Are you excited that you're sharing the same phone line that Harry Styles was just on? Are you excited about that?
Oh, I'm thrilled.
I can tell.
Can you smell the Harry Styles leftover on the phone line?
I can taste the spit on the phone.
Yes. Ooh.
Look at that. Yeah, Lisa doesn't have to buy the water bottle. She just goes on the phone and
gets
it.
That's right.
What are you up to right now, Lisa?
Just got ready for work. I was just getting ready to head out the door, but I have something more important to do before I get to work.
That's
you do.
Make money before you go to work. That's what you got to do.
That's right.
What do you do?
I'm an accounting professional.
Oh.
Now what's the difference between an accountant and an accounting professional?
Well, it's basically the same thing. I just like to jazz it up a little bit.
You know? Why not?
I like that.
I'm a radio professional. All right. Good.
It sounds professional to the end. Yeah.
As long as you say professional at the end, you're good. You know?
Yeah.
Well, here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to throw you inside the vault. The banker's in there with money. He throws it your way. Increases the longer you stay in there. You just have to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Can get up to $1,000. Still have to yell stop. If that door closes at any point, you get nothing. Now, if you get the option of a safe deposit box and you say stop there, you get to choose between 1, 2, or 3. Jenna opens up the one you chose, and you get what's inside. It could be zero, or it could be up to $3,000 in cash and prizes. We don't know. It's in the box hidden. The only one that knows is our producer, White Cheddar. I think I got everything.
I think you covered everything.
I think everything's covered. Big Al, how you feeling this round?
Really good. I think Harry may have our banker in a great mood. I think we're going all the way.
You think the banker has
that's just what I think.
The banker has a man crush on the Harry Styles.
Maybe so.
But we don't know.
But we don't know.
Lisa, you go with your gut feeling, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank
All right.
you.
Let's do this.
Good luck. Good luck.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150 $210 $260 $330 $340 $390 $420 $540 $600 $680 $750
Stop.
Nerve steel. I can't handle it.
Lisa Tindall.
Lisa.
Oh my gosh.
I hear you, baby.
$750.
Dollar bills.
Dang, girl. You had like two long pauses. Right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with $750, accounting professional?
I am going to Vegas in 3 weeks, and I'm putting it in a dollar machine.
There you go. It's a lot of entertainment right there.
750 yeah. times you can play that dollar.
Lisa, she's going to put it in the dollar machines, not the nickel ones.
No.
Not for Lisa.
I'm getting the dollars.
All right, then.
Lisa,
girl.
I hope you win a bunch of money off of that $750. But just for fun, that's yours to keep. You're taking that to the casino, put that in the slot machines. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Lisa!
My heart stopped for a minute.
What an accountant you are, an accounting professional you are.
She's a beat the bank professional now.
Girl.
You were less than a second away from having that door close on you. Well played, Lisa.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
And thank you for calling. Come back and see us.
Thank you for playing. Yeah. How did Lisa get in? Well, she went, signed up at KidNation.com. Then she heard her name be announced, and she was the first one to call back. That's how she got in.
Man, oh man.
We'll play Beat the Bank less than 1 hour. We play twice a day. Hold on, Lisa. We'll get you all set up with your money. Are we doing first world problems?
Yeah, we are.
Why not do some first world problems?
Right?
Jenna's got a first world problem. Here's an example of a first world problem from our radio professional, Jenna Owens.
I was getting a free in-home massage on Sunday, but my pug Wheezy kept jumping up through the face hole licking me. It was really annoying. It really ruined my free in-home massage.
I don't know. That sounds cute to me. Mm-hmm. You know, a little dog licking your
trying
face.
Trying to relax. See, she needed attention. First world problem.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you have a similar first world problem or a different one, we would love to hear it. We'll take your first world problems next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick from the text.
Yeah. You can text the show at 800-543-3548.
Yeah. That's where you could. We'll get to first world problems in a second. But yeah. Jenna is in such a good mood this morning. I want whatever she's on.
That would be Harry Styles juice.
Harry Styles juice and also rebounding.
And date juice. Yeah.
She got date juice and Harry Styles juice.
That's a lot of juice.
And we need microphone juice.
Honestly, I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm just a little. You know when you're not feeling horribly. Yeah. You know, you're just like kind of like tired, slap happy.
Yeah.
But in a good mood? Yeah, I guess I'm in a good mood. I'm good.
You're in a good mood. You walked in this morning, you had a pep in your step, and you looked at me and you did your Jenna hair flip thing. Like, hey, JC, and you gave me the big smile. I was like, yeah, Jenna's in a good mood.
I did do that?
Yeah, I was blacked out.
I don't even remember. Well, but I do need to shower.
Before the date.
I got a spray tan, and then I was too tired this morning to wash it off. So I'm in a hat and hoodie.
Yeah, looking right.
Don't worry, I'm going to bathe after this.
Shower before the
date. I just don't care about bathing for you guys.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I got a first world problem. First world problems, Kid Nation. These are the problems. I know. You feel bad. You don't want to complain.
Right.
And then everybody's like, oh, he's always complaining. She's always complaining about the dumb stuff. That's why we do a segment where you get to complain about it, get it off your chest, and then move on about the day. And we can laugh at it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you feel kind of petty. Like earlier this week when I revealed that I'd upgraded to first class strictly to get my choice of in-flight meals.
Yeah.
And all they offered me was a chocolate chip or snickerdoodle.
That's a first world problem right there, Kelly.
First world problem.
Yeah. All day long.
That still burns me up.
Let it go, Kelly.
Well, Kelly never upgrade. Like, she's always
upgrade.
So, you're so frugal and so careful with your money, and then finally you throw down.
I'm going to spoil myself a little bit and relax in first class.
It's $93. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right?
Yeah, it was a good deal for first class, or so
I
we
would,
thought.
And just so you know, I would have chosen the chicken. Okay. But I never had that choice.
Maybe they'll make it right next
Did
time.
Did you take the snickerdoodle?
No.
No, she didn't take anything.
I didn't take anything.
I told her.
Except the warm nuts.
I would have
never turned down the warm nuts.
You got to have a warm
nut. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First world problem from the text. Missed your guys' Harry Styles interview because I was too busy meeting with my boss getting a raise.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, hey, man. Good thing you can check it on KidNation.com if you missed it.
We'll post it for you. You guys, this is from Mel. I bought toilet paper and it's just so big and fluffy, doesn't fit in my holder. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, you just got to sit it on top.
Yeah. Let's go with Taylor on the phones here. Hey, Taylor.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
Okay. Mine has to do with something fitting also, or not fitting. So I'm a nurse, and I need lots of coffee in the morning. And so every morning I go to turn my Keurig on, but I need the big cup, like the Arctic cup or the big Yeti cup with the handles. Okay, so I go and I have to literally tilt my cup, put the take pot in or whatever, let it run, and I have to sit there and hold it the entire time. Yeah. And I not only have to do that once, I have to do it twice in a row to fill my coffee before I want to.
See, what's the point of having a Keurig if you can't just put the cup underneath it?
Yeah, your Yeti cup's too big.
Why did they not think about that whenever?
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problem.
And happy,
hashtag first world problem.
And happy early Nurses Appreciation Week.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And my birthday is Friday, so it's
just a good birthday, and happy early birthday, Taylor.
Yeah, right.
Have a wonderful day. Oh, my fridge has I have a first world problem. What? My fridge has that you can measure out the ounces of water that come out.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Gosh, mine doesn't even work.
Got it at the Sears outlet.
Boom.
Hey, now.
Didn't try.
But you can measure out. So when I'm making mac and cheese for my kids, I can just put, I need 12 ounces of water or whatever.
Well, no more guessing.
I got to recalibrate it, apparently, because I made mac and cheese and it came out so dry.
Oh.
And then I look back. I'm like, where did I go wrong? Where did I follow instructions incorrectly? It was my fridge. Gave me like 4 ounces less of water than I needed.
Oh.
And I don't know how to recalibrate the stupid thing.
You don't make that with milk?
No. You make it with milk?
Well, almond milk for me.
Yeah.
Almond milk in my macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, my wife and I started making it with water because we were so broke back in the day that we just kept it with water.
Huh.
Tastes just as good. The cheese, as long as it's in there, you're good.
I'm trying to remember now.
I might say water. I'm just saying you do milk. It's
better. You can do milk.
Yeah, I've never made mac and cheese.
I probably should make it. But then I got to pour it. My fridge will do that for me. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Welcome to First World Problems.
Man, I've been married almost 27 years. My wife is very OCD, and now I have to squeegee the shower before I get out. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
And?
It's a shower. Why do we need to squeegee
that? You know what? That is the reason I got rid of the clear glass.
Because of that?
Because of that. I did not want to squeegee every time. But if you have a clear glass shower, you have to.
Yeah, it's just a whooping.
No, you don't.
I paid the money to make it get one of those rainfall-looking rain shower glass so it's sort of obscured.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
That way, if you don't squeegee it every time, you can't tell.
Well, if you don't squeegee it, then people see, they're actually taking showers. Good.
No, but then you see the water film and stuff.
Yeah, you don't
want to
see
mess
that.
In there.
I'm with you, Ron.
I'm with your wife.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got you, Ron.
Congratulations on 27 years.
Yeah, yeah, that should be commended.
Well done, sir. What's your secret for 27 years of happy marriage?
Great communication and being honest with one another.
There you go.
And squeegeeing that door.
Wait, Ron, you've never lied to her?
You know, in the past I have, but now there's nothing to hide, you know, and I think that marriages are going to succeed if people will truly, truly be real and relevant, and that's the problem in this world.
My man. Words of wisdom.
Knowledge.
There you go.
Words of wisdom.
Takes work.
Thanks.
Be real and communicate.
Have a good day, Ron, and a good marriage. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Going great. What's going on with you?
I got another fridge problem like JC's got. So our ice maker stopped working. So anytime me and my wife wanted ice, we would have to walk all the way out to our guest house and get ice out of that refrigerator.
Oh, don't you hate
it? Hashtag first world problem.
You walk out to your guest house to get ice.
Catch me outside.
Dollar Tree has ice trays. Just saying.
Yeah, Dollar Tree has ice trays.
I'm just saying.
Hashtag that, buddy.
Are they cool? Do they make cool figures and stuff?
Yeah, they have everything.
Or regular ice. All right, if you want to be seen at the dollar store, Justin, you can go grab those.
I'll think about it.
He'd rather go to his guest house.
Yeah.
Either walk outside.
Rather go to the guest house.
The guest house is a little bit closer, Kelly.
If you have a guest house, I doubt you're shopping at Dollar Tree.
Oh, they do.
Probably
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Let's go see how the commoners live today, darling. Let's go to the Dollar Tree.
Oh, what if we opened up a store in the rich neighborhood called the $99 store?
Oh, now you're thinking.
Yeah, the $100
store. Yeah.
Now you're thinking.
Everything's $100 or less.
Some things at $99 are a great value.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Not bad, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody has
don't
to
steal that, please.
The $99 store where everything's $99.
Yeah.
Go buy it. Buy the dough man right quick.
I like
Hey, Sarah B.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great. You have a pig?
Yes, I have a mini pig that he lives in the house.
Hmm. So what could go wrong?
Oh, he just is such... My pig is rotten. You don't understand. But whenever we are cooking dinner or anything, time he hears the cabinet open, he like runs full force into the kitchen thinking he's going to be getting scrapped.
Yeah.
And so he tries to, and then when my daughter was making sandwiches this morning, he was like nipping at her pant leg so he could get some crust.
Oh, I want a pig.
Oh, no.
I love my pig. My pig is awesome.
I used to really think about getting a pig, but when I did research, they're a lot harder than dogs when they're babies because you have to keep them warm. Like, you have to think about temperature controlled and things that you don't really think about when you get a puppy.
Sarah, do you feel guilty when you cook bacon for breakfast?
Oh, I don't eat pork.
Okay.
That's good.
You probably should not eat pork if you have a pig in the house.
Yeah.
What's your pig's
name? Everybody else in my house does, you know, but not me.
What's your pig's name?
Sir Oink.
Oh.
Sir Oink.
Will you text us a photo?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Well, it's hard to see because he's a black pig.
Shout out.
And so he
is. It's hard to photograph.
Yeah, I hear you.
But there are some really good ones I've got.
Put him in a white room.
Okay, right. Well, I have some tips for you. No, I have to Photoshop my pug, Wheezy.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah,
it really sucks to have a black pet. You can't,
George, my dog. You can't see their eyes. You can't see their nose. It's all just, you know,
all blends together.
It's all black. It's just a black blur.
Yeah. I got a cousin named Black Blur.
Do you do Where's Sir Oink on Snapchat like Jenna does? Where's Wheezy?
No, I just do. The funniest thing is he loves to burrow, and so like if my laundry is in a basket, he'll get in the basket and he'll have his little nose out.
That is so cute.
Little black pig. Sir Oink.
Oh.
Sir Oink.
Thanks, Sarah, for sharing Sir Oink's story. Let's move on to... Why don't we go down here with Christian?
All right.
Hey, Christian.
Hey.
What's going on with you? What's your first world problem?
My first world problem, I got my daughter a set of Bluetooth headphones for her tablet and her cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And I got tired of pairing them up back and forth, so I just went and bought another set. So we have one for the tablet and one for her phone.
Wow. First world problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Too many tablets.
Just keep one in the guest house.
Yeah. Marissa wrote us on the text and said, I had to drop $3,000 for my daughter to get braces. So now I can only afford one all-inclusive vacation to the Caribbean this year.
Oh, no.
Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. And from the Caribbean to the car. Leanne, what's going on in your car?
I actually have the screw in sun visors, and the screw fell out and I accidentally vacuumed it. So until I get another one, I have to use my hand to block the sun. Hashtag first world problem.
And you vacuumed it.
That's funny.
And that sucks.
I have to use my hand to block the sun.
Everybody's like, Leanne's driving down the road. Like, look at that dramatic drive over there because she's just driving down with her hand
and
up.
Then I have the hand
she's
up there.
Posing.
And my wedding ring is so big, it shines in my face as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Leanne. Hey, Sean.
Yay.
Yay. What's going on?
Well, we just bought a new 65-inch 4K TV last month. And our first time that we went to sit down and watch a movie on
the smart TV part,
yeah,
Amazon Prime, the internet was out.
So no.
We had to get up and put a DVD in.
No.
That's first world problem.
What's a DVD?
Letdown.
Oh, Sean, nothing worse.
How's that 4K, though?
Oh, it's pretty nice. We don't have the cable package for it yet, but YouTube actually has a couple of clips that you can watch on there.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
you have to get
problem.
A special.
There's not enough
right
content coming out yet. They sell you on the 4K, and they're like, it's coming.
Yeah. Just wait.
It's going to look really good when it comes out.
It'll be great.
And there'll be a new TV out by then.
Yeah, it'll be a 5K.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's take Sarah S. right here. What's up, Sarah?
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. I heard your husband bought you something.
Yes, for our anniversary in March, he got me a Mazda Miata convertible.
Nice.
Which is really fun, but it only has two doors, though. So now I can no longer take my son through carpool. We have to go early, and he has to walk all the way into school. Hashtag first world problem.
She's laughing at her son a lot longer because she's having a good time with her two-door car. Thanks for the call. And Angie.
Hi.
Hi, Angie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. What's your first world problem?
Well, I used an epilator to shave my legs, and it quit working last week. And now, instead of having to shave my legs every 2 to 4 weeks, I have to shave them every 2 to 4 days.
I haven't even heard of this thing.
What's an epilator?
It is awesome. It's kind of like a wax. I mean, this is going to sound painful, but it jerks the hair up by the roots.
Yes.
And it lasts for 2 to 4 weeks.
Yes.
And I don't have to shave every day. And it just stopped working, and now I have to shave every 2 to 4 days.
I remember when these things first came out and I got one. Yeah. It hurt so bad I took it back to the store. They've improved them, I'm sure, a lot since then.
Well, I've been using one for like 20 years, so it's nothing.
Plucking every hair.
It rips the hair out.
So now I have to shave my legs every 2 to 4 days. That's
girl.
That first world problem.
That's
girl,
right.
I feel you.
Are you married? I'm sure your husband likes that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you from Potluck, Texas? You sound a lot like Rhonda.
I'm from Louisiana.
Yeah, Al.
There you go.
Rhonda.
All right. A little bit.
I'm an old country girl.
I love your accent, love Angie. You. My old country
thank
girl.
You.
Yeah. The epilator. Have a wonderful day, Angie. Thanks for calling.
I wonder if she's ever used her epilator on the escalator.
That'd be dangerous, Al.
It'd be a weird place to do it.
It'd be very weird. Who shaves on an escalator?
Al. He will put his leg up on a dining room table to lotion himself.
Sure. Oh, he will, too.
Thank you for reminding me.
Get out that butter, Al.
Yeah,
my man.
Right,
don't do it on the counter. We don't want to see that.
I need to do that right now.
I want Angie to call us every day.
Get good energy.
She put me in a good mood.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. At Wango Tango. Check out Katie, Perry. Check out me and JC and Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Beat the bank. Beat.
We're gonna be at the Woodlands, baby. What
the guy calls it? Woodlands, not Woodlands.
Woodlands.
Woodlands. Sort
part. We're doing a happy hour.
Yeah, we are.
And then clubbing at 9.
Woohoo!
That's what we're doing.
Ooh.
Oh, we're clubbing.
In the club.
You going to make it till at least midnight?
I'm going to give them one of these.
One of these.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, sleep.
They want it, they can get one of these, too.
Are you guys sharing a bed?
Less. Huh? No, we're different.
Justin's coming with us, so Justin's sharing with Al. I get my own.
What?
Yeah. We drew backstage. And,
we did?
Sorry.
I wasn't included in that.
Unfortunately, you lost.
I was not included in that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Fancy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Oh, you fancy, huh?
She never hears that.
Yes, I've heard that plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
What are you up to right now?
I'm actually at work.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. I'm in accounting.
Oh, that's double accounting.
Are you an accounting professional?
Yeah,
she was a professional accountant. Are you an amateur?
Kind of in between, I guess.
In between. We'll take that. Married with kids or single life? What are you doing?
Single life, but I do have a daughter.
Yay. Aww. What's her name?
Her name is Tegan.
Hey, Tegan. Give a shout out.
That's a cool name.
That is a cool
name.
Chrissy
Thank
Teigen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, will you tell Fancy how we play our game, please?
Yes, sir. Fancy, we are going to throw you in that vault, and the banker's going to yell out dollar amounts steadily increasing. We don't know when he's going to stop, so it's on you to decide and just say stop. That's all you have to do. You get to keep that amount of money. If it closes on you, though, you get nothing, and we don't want that to happen. And he might say safe deposit box, and there's some goodies in there. Some things worth more than others, but there's some goods. I might have a little insight. There's some good stuff in a couple of those.
Oh, really?
So if you're feeling it, you might want to say stop, and I'll open whichever one you like, but we don't know.
Our producer, White Cheddar, just loaded them bad boys up.
Yep. He did.
Right
he
before
did.
The break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know which is in what, but there's some good stuff in there. But that's all you got to do. Let's try and get you some money.
Sound good, Fancy?
Yes, thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. Hey, let's win some money. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $90, $110, $150, $350, $420, $560.
Stop.
Oh, all right.
$560 for Fancy right there. Hey, she wants her money.
So
she gets her money. What are you going to do?
$560 is great.
Yeah, it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Not sure. Summer's coming up. Maybe vacation.
There you go.
Nice little mommy-daughter trip.
A weekend trip to the beach.
Yeah.
That'd cover it.
Fancy and Teigen trip. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's
beach is always great.
You got your money. That's yours to keep just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay, thanks.
Safe deposit box.
Ah, there it is.
$580. $590. $670. $680. $740.
Oh my God.
$920.
Oh, is he going all the way?
Oh, that would have got you.
Tricky, banker.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, you got money.
$560, girl.
Thank you.
You can get fancy with that.
Well, you have fun accounting today, okay, Fancy?
Oh, thank you. It was great to finally talk to you guys.
Nice talking to you too, babe.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. If you missed it earlier in the show, we talked to the Harry Styles.
Sweet creature.
If you didn't wake up early enough to listen to the interview, it's okay. We have it up at kidnation.com. We're basically best friends with him now. He invited us to his concert.
Yay.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah, he did. That's the only thing I remember. I think
the rest is a blur.
We blacked out for the rest of it. But we have a treat.
A treat?
Yeah. Harry Styles' good buddy, Niall Horan, also has some music coming out. And we've all been waiting for Slow Hands, which I believe is supposed to come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a little inside scoop.
What?
We have the song.
Oh.
We got it now?
That's definitely not tomorrow. That's today.
Yeah, that's today. Today is Thursday and not Friday.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
You going to play it?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here is Niall Horan's Slow Hands.
I want you, bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow hands.
digging it.
I like that.
I like it so far.
Yeah. So hands. I just wanna take my time. We could do this, baby, all night. Yeah. Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like a sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving you without you on me. If you want to catch the whole song, I believe Niall posted it on YouTube. I know some people were trying to post it, and then they took it down. But Niall posted it up. It's called Slow Hands. One Direction, they've made the most money as a boy band. And I think they have the most success so far from the members actually having their own music. Hmm.
Right?
Who? Like individually?
One Direction. Individually, they're doing better than other boy bands have.
Well, I mean, Justin Timberlake did pretty well.
They have more.
No, I'm saying, but what about JC and Chris? And, yeah.
Right.
I would guess so far.
You might be right with that.
Yeah, because three of them have had hits. And then Liam has just been producing and stuff. He hasn't released any music. But
I mean, if you want to go way back to like the original boy band and the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go way back.
Yeah. Well, that's the Beatles.
Oof. Okay. Well, take them off the table.
that's
except
different.
For the Beatles.
Yeah. But again, that Harry Styles interview is up at KidNation.com. Our little phone chat that we had with him earlier. And go check out Niall's new song, Slow Hands, on YouTube, on his YouTube channel. And sign up for Beat the Bank at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.